Welcome to the tax update for the week beginning 23rd September. I'm Derek Allen, and this week we're going to look at four items. The objective of the update is to give you a 5-minute presentation supported by detailed notes, and those notes summarise what has been covered, but also contain links to other information and websites so that if you wish you can do more detailed research. I begin by looking at the announcement made by HMRC that they've revised Form P85, and of course this was necessary because Finance Act 2013 contains a new statutory definition of statutory residence. And so the revised Form P85, which notifies HMRC of someone leaving the UK and helps them claim any tax repayments, has been updated. They've also announced consultation on tax-free childcare, and for those employers who are providing childcare vouchers or who operate a nursery within the employer, this will be of interest because the intention is by 2015 they're going to be phasing in a new scheme which is quite different, and of course phasing out the existing schemes of childcare vouchers and nurseries provided by the employer. So it's worth a read, and there's a link to it in the notes. Government is doing a lot to improve tax compliance, and HMRC has published a diagram showing how it proposes to tackle avoidance and evasion. It's easy on the eye, and it's an interactive graphic. HMRC have also announced in Business Brief 2813 a new policy of denying interim or temporary cash flow benefits which might be obtained by those attempting to engage in tax avoidance, because HMRC will delay making any repayment if they think that it arises from a tax avoidance scheme that they object to. And we conclude today by looking at the decision of Paul Duckmanton and whether or not his very considerable legal costs of over $262,000 spent defending himself against a criminal charge were allowable. And sadly, they weren't. This case is a decision of precedent before the Upper Tribunal. Historically, what happened was that one of Mr. Duckmanton's 18 trucks was involved in a fatal accident, largely as a result of driver error, and the driver was Mr. Roberts. So Mr. Duckmanton didn't have anything to do with the accident at the time, but what did emerge was that he had falsified some of the entries in the maintenance log, and he was charged with gross negligent manslaughter as a result of the defect in maintenance, although subsequent testing of the vehicle showed that there was no defect in the brake system and that it would have passed, but he had falsified the log. Now, he fought the charge of gross negligence and was found not guilty, but he was found guilty and accepted the guilty plea of attempting to pervert the course of justice by falsifying the maintenance documents. And in this whole process, he incurred legal costs of nearly £269,000 spread over several years in his accounts. He said that the sole reason for incurring the expenditure was to enable him to continue in business, because if he'd been found guilty of a criminal charge such as gross negligence manslaughter, he would have not have been a fit person to conduct business and he'd have lost his license. But the judge said that the first year tribunal was entitled to conclude in the facts that there was a duality of purpose and that he did in part incur the expenditure to avoid being found guilty of a criminal charge. And that duality of purpose meant that the legal expenses were not incurred wholly and exclusively for the purpose of the trade, because there was a personal benefit and therefore it was all disallowed. It's an interesting decision and worth a read. Thanks very much for listening.